Will Ferrell stars in The Other Guys, a new comedy directed and co-written by his longtime collaborator, Adam McKay. It's a spoof of the buddy action cop movie and co-stars Mark Wahlberg as his mismatched partner. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
At capturing the poetry of male obliviousness, Will Ferrell has no peer. Consider his preening Ron Burgundy in Anchorman, his swaggering yet befuddled racer Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights, his golden-locked skater Chaz Michael Michaels in Blades of Glory, child men who put on macho airs and look more and more like great big babies. In his one-man show, You're Welcome, America, Ferrell portrays George W. Bush as an over-entitled rich boy posing haplessly as a Texas cowboy. Best of all is his infantile 39-year-old Brennan Huff in Step Brothers, which is, for my money, the great American slapstick comedy of the last decade. Along with his director and co-writer, Adam McKay, Ferrell created an environment on set in which a lot of gifted, unself-censoring actors and actresses had license to say and do anything, take after take. The upshot was gorgeously controlled pandemonium. The latest Ferrell-McKay collaboration is The Other Guys, a buddy cop comedy, and the bad news is that it isn't in the league of their last few. The good news is that even a second-tier Ferrell-McKay comedy is better than almost anything at the movies. Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg play New York detectives Alan Gamble and Terry Hoyts, both in the shadow of hot dog cops played by Samuel L. Jackson and Dwayne Johnson. The movie opens with Jackson and Johnson on a high-speed chase, jumping in and out of cars and trucks while blowing stuff up and trading one-liners. The problem is there's no visual wit, just expensive mayhem. It looks too much like the action films it's parodying. The Other Guys gets better when Jackson and Johnson leave the picture, on a high, and Gamble and Hoyts try to fill their shoes. Ferrell's Gamble has tight curly hair and wire-rimmed specs and is a study in wonkish repression. He's an accountant by training. He never wants to leave his desk. On the other hand, Wahlberg's Hoyts has been confined to his desk after shooting a major sports figure under circumstances I won't spoil. Hoyts wears black leather sports jackets and impugns Gamble's masculinity, finally resorting to animal metaphors.
I don't like you. I think you're a fake cop. If we were in the wild, I would attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you!
Okay, first off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions don't like water. If you'd placed it near a river or some sort of fresh water source, that makes sense. But you find yourself in the ocean, 20-foot waves, I'm assuming it's off the coast of South Africa, coming up against a full-grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10.
Did that go the way you thought it was going to go? Nope.
Oh! Oh!
That's coffee being dumped all over Ferrell's shirt. The case the pair stumbles into has something to do with Steve Coogan as a high-risk money man who's billions in the red, and Anne Heche, who's seriously underused, as the head of a multinational conglomerate at risk of collapse. The plotting is loose, but the Wall Street setting isn't arbitrary. Over the closing credits are graphs and captions, the ratio of CEO salaries to workers' salaries over the last few decades, the amount of bonus money given to executives at companies taking bailouts. I wish, instead of another buddy cop movie, they'd made a comedy about a money manager or broker. What saves The Other Guys is that Ferrell and McKay let no scene go until they've turned its apparent premise inside out. The sheer accumulation of absurdities is dizzying. Ferrell's Gamble turns out to have a complicated backstory. He's married to a smoking hot doctor played by Eva Mendes. He's trying to be a wonk to keep the violent pimp inside him at bay. Opposite Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg doesn't so much send up his own peculiar combination of thuggishness and sweetness as play it absolutely straight, no winking. And he's hilarious. I look back over my notes on the movie and find myself choking with laughter. The Prius, Dirty Mike and his homeless orgies, Good Cop, Bad Cop, Jersey Boys, Sarcastic Ballet, Christine. You don't know what I'm talking about, but if you see The Other Guys, those words will have you doubled over too. What makes Will Ferrell such a treasure is that for all the lowbrow gags, he doesn't satirize stupidity. He satirizes fear, the lengths to which men will go to keep from looking vulnerable. I'm excited by what might come down the road. A great business comedy? A great black comedy of war, like Duck Soup? Aim high, Will, and get low.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org.